So the wonderful thing about the command of God, Luther thinks, is it tells you all the good works you don't have to do. Right? All you have to do is follow the Ten Commandments. And Luther thinks, well, that's enough for a lifetime. You can work on learning to follow the Ten Commandments, this external obedience to the Ten Commandments, which is what you're going to be doing. And that's going to take all your life. You're never going to get good at it. Right? You're never going to be sort of cease to be a sinner and be free of sin in your own life, apart from your faith in Christ. So by your deeds, you get better, you practice at it, but that's only external, and it doesn't make you righteous and just. And thus, you by being aware that this is the work of a lifetime, you don't have to go on to something more holy and spiritual. It's like this. The monks are thinking, okay, the Ten Commandments, that's pretty easy. I got that under my belt. I've figured that stuff out. Now I need to go on to something better, something more spiritual. Something, Luther will say, that's self-chosen works, willful, doctrines of men. Luther says, no, you never graduate beyond the Ten Commandments. Right? You never outgrow them. You're going to spend the rest of your life trying to learn to become someone who obeys the Ten Commandments. That's okay. You're not supposed to make yourself perfect by your deeds, after all. You're not supposed to be justified by your works. So it's okay if you spend the rest of your life learning the Ten Commandments. And Luther will insist on this. We're always learners. Right? We never graduate to something more spiritual, more inward, because no good works are inward. Right? Only what God does in faith is inward. An example he gives, we'll run into this later, he gives the example of a housemaid who sweeps the floor. A housemaid who sweeps the floor, Luther thinks, is obeying the command to honor father and mother. I need to say a little bit about that. The command to honor father and mother, Luther thinks, has to do with all relationships of authority. So when you obey your king, that's honoring your father. When a housemaid obeys the father of the house telling her to sweep the floor, she's honoring her father. In general, this is typical of Christian readings of the Ten Commandments. You always expand the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill doesn't mean just don't be a murderer. It means love your neighbor, help your neighbor, be friends to your neighbor. We'll see that this is how Luther reads the Ten Commandments later. But it's typical Christian reading of the Ten Commandments. It's not just a bunch of narrow prohibitions. It's a whole ethic for Christian life. It's enough to learn for your lifetime. So the command to honor your father and mother, he expands to mean all relationships to authority. And he's saying, every time you obey a legitimate authority, like a housemaid sweeping the floor because the father of the house tells her, then you are pleasing God. Right? God is pleased by your obedience. You don't justify yourself before God, but God is happy that you're doing this because he's told you to do it. Right? So every time you obey the commandment of God and do the good works that God gave you to do, you're pleasing him. Right? Not justifying yourself in his sight, but it's like the king's son takes delight in everything that his bride does. Even though in and of themselves they might not be worthy of passing judgment, nonetheless, he delights in everything she does. So when she learns obedience, even though the obedience is imperfect, he's pleased with it. Right? Husband and wife are pleased with each other. That kind of situation is what our good works are like when faith does them. Right? We do them simply to please God, simply because God takes pleasure in us and we take pleasure in pleasing God. We're married here. And likewise, suppose you've got a father of the household who thinks that the housemaid is a worthy and good person and says, yes, yes, I think you're great. Please help us with the house and let's sweep this stuff up. And she's glad to do the work. And she pleases the master of the house, and therefore she pleases God because she's honoring father and mother. And Luther will say, this housemaid sweeping the floor pleases God more than all the works of the monks. Because all the works of the monks are self-chosen works, willful, whereas the housemaid is obeying God. And therefore, she's more spiritual than all those monks. You can see here why the Reformation ends up becoming very powerful in the minds of ordinary people sweeping floors rather than the spiritual people in the monasteries. Now,